the Reese Rockets, but there was a flag on the play. Looks like it's going to be a false start as number 13 passes in 10 for. They let the play continue. Number 13, that is Matt Frost. He's out to the far sideline of the 40-yard line of Harbor Beach. Way overthrown.
Yeah, he broke down in his stance and he was ready to take off, but the official saw him. So they call that an illegal shift.
Illegal shift on the Reese Rockets as the third receiver to the near sideline. Went a little early there.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it a shift. So that's going to push them back a few yards. Going to make it a third down. Excuse me, they're going to decline the penalty. So it brings up fourth down now. Fourth and 7 for the Reese Rockets at their own 27-yard line. It's 27-14, Harbor Beach leading Reese.
Well, they haven't changed the down box. They're still saying third. There we go. They're going to punt it here. The quarterback is looking back there. Now, look, they got the punt team coming on the field here now.
Harbor Beach is ready for the punt. They have number 47, Aaron Ginther, out deep. He's about midfield at the 50-yard line. With the minute remaining in the first half, 1:03 on the clock, Harbor Beach 27, Reese 14. Reese out in the punting formation. The punter out of the 15-yard line of his own territory gets the punt away into Harbor Beach territory, bounces at the 44-yard line, takes a Reese bounce all the way down to the 30-yard line, and that's where Harbor Beach is going to take over with 52 seconds remaining in the first half. Harbor Beach leads 27-14.
Adam Lessler down the ball, so the Pirates will take over here. Probably just want to run the clock out, but they'll run the clock out, giving the ball to Klosky up the middle, I believe.
Well, that's probably a safe bet for Harbor Beach. As it's now first and 10, they're going to mark this one at the 29-yard line when it's all said and done. So they have, let's see, 71 yards to go for a score before halftime with 52 seconds remaining. Harbor Beach 27, Reese 14.
And I believe Harbor Beach has all three of their timeouts.
Yes, they do. It's a spread formation for Harbor Beach. Kraft in the shotgun. Handoff, number 45, Sloan Klosky around the right side. Gets tripped up in the backfield. Good read by the Reese defense.
Number 30, I believe, Tyler Beckman made the hit for the Reese Rockets.
So
he anticipated that.
He anticipated well, and it's a no gain for Sloan Klosky. That's his 15th carry of the night, approximately. I lost a few track on a few plays there when we went out there. But the spread formation for the Pirates. Kraft and shotgun with Klosky in the backfield. Kraft's keeping this one for himself to the right side. Gets caught at the line of scrimmage, and Reese swarms at him. Right about the 29-yard line as the clock winds down, 15 seconds, 14 seconds. That could have done it.
Dylan Hayes makes the hit for the Reese Rockets.
And looks like Harbor Beach is going to let this one just run out. There's 5 seconds remaining, and that's going to wrap up the first half. After the first half, it is Harbor Beach 27, Reese 14. We'll be back in just a moment with some stats and some guests on your halftime show. You're tuned to WLEW.
Insurance. Not something everyone thinks of, but on the other hand, being without it could be a lot worse. Your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yon, can help you decide which type of insurance policy is best for you when it comes to farm, auto, home, life, or health. Are you prepared to help meet your child's future education goals? Is it difficult to think of gifts to give your children or grandchildren that will last a lifetime? Ever consider giving life insurance? Farm Bureau Insurance can help put a financial value on your life. Your life may be busy and complicated, but with the help of your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, life would be a lot more simple. Now with 2 locations, visit your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yon, in Harbor Beach, or by calling 479-3288, or in Ubley by calling 658-8538.
Hi, this is Casey Yon, your Farm Bureau insurance agent in Harbor Beach and Ubley. From life-changing events to everyday miracles, we're here to help you protect the people, place, and things that matter most. Call us today in Harbor Beach at 479-3288 or in Ubley at 658-8538.
We're back here at halftime, and this is your halftime show brought to you by Cruise 102.1 FM on your dial. I'm Ron Lehrman, and we're going to have Clark Ramsey, our own, give us a stat. Clark?
Thank you, Ron. We have some stats passed along to you. I have 40 unaccounted yards on Reese. I lost track here when I had to set up the backup system when we went off air in the first half. So add 40 yards to the total. But with that 40 yards, we have 158 yards for Reese, and 148 of those are coming from rushing. They have four plays for 10 yards through the air. Let's go through the rushing for Reese. Number 13, Matt Frost, has 1 carry for 74 yards. Number 30, Tyler Beckman, 3 carries for 7 yards. number 32, Troy Albers, 3 carries for 14 yards. And then Cody Piak, the quarterback, number 5, 5 carries for 13 yards. Then, of course, we have 40 yards on a count of 4. In the passing, we have number 5, Cody Piak, who is 1 for 4 for 10 yards. And then receiving that was number 32, Troy Albers. On the other side of the ball, we have Harbor Beach. We have them with about approximately 31 yards offense, or 31 plays offense for 209 yards. Number 7, Derek Buff, 5 carries for 20 yards. Number 12, Eli Kraft, 6 carries for 40 yards. And number 45, Sloan Glaske, doing most of the duties tonight, 15 carries for 95 yards. Then number 47, Aaron Gibson, 1 carry for 5 yards. In passing, Eli Kraft is 3 for 5 for 49 yards and 1 interception. And all of those were receptions to number 45, Aaron Gindler. He's 3 receptions for 49 yards. That's the stats here for halftime of Harbor Beach against Reese. And Harbor Beach leads 27-14. Let's get the stats out of how we got to this point. At the 11:06 mark in the first quarter, Harbor Beach struck first with 54 seconds into the game after a botched kickoff reception of Reese. They got it out of a very short field to work with. Sloan Glaske went in on a one-yard rush after only 4 plays for Harbor Beach. The PAT was good, making it 7-0. Then at the 8-minute mark again in the first quarter, it was number 45, Sloan Glaske again with a one-yard rush. And then the PAT was good from Ginther, making it 14-0. Then in the first quarter, still Reese responds. Number 32, Troy Albers, had a one-yard rush. The PAT was good. And then suddenly 14-7, Harbor Beach still leading. Then in the second quarter, 8:49, Reese started rolling. It's then number 13, Frost, had a 74-yard rush. The PAT was good, and it's now 14-14, tied at 8:49 the second quarter. Then Harbor Beach responds with a one-yard rush from number 45, Sloan Glaske. The PAT was good, and it's 21-14 with less than 5 to go in the first half. Then Harbor Beach strikes again with a 4-yard rush this time, again from number 45, Sloan Glaske. The PAT was no good with a 2:03 mark in the second quarter, and that's where we stand right now. Ron?
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Okay, folks, we're back at halftime. You name that tune, I can't. But we have our guest here from Grease Rockets, and we want to thank Jason Rozier, the athletic director from Grease, for getting our two guests. And your first name, or your name?
Tanya Shea.
And, Tanya, what grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior, and what sport do you do?
I do cross country and also track.
Cross country and track. Now, cross country, is that still going?
Nope. Actually, the state meet is tomorrow morning. We have a girl on her way down there right now.
Okay, just one representative of the cross country team.
Just one.
Just one. Is there someone special you'd like to give a shout-out out there to?
Just to all the Rocket fans out there listening to the game. We're going to bring it home.
All right. You heard it from Tanya now. That's a promise now you're making. That's pretty. Bringing it home. What's your favorite class in school?
My favorite class would have to be advanced writing.
Oh, my goodness. I need somebody that can write for me. advanced writing. And where do we think we might be going to school, Tanya?
Probably Baker and Flint.
Baker and Flint.
Yeah.
Okay. And if cross country is over now, how do you spend your season getting ready for track?
We do circuit training in the winter, which is running inside and doing exercises and all that fun stuff. Got to keep in shape.
That's right. Keep in shape. Well, Tanya, thank you for being one of our guests.
Thank you.
You're the second one.
There's something everyone can do at a high school sporting event that can make the game more enjoyable. It's something that still allows for players and coaches to go all out in the pursuit of success. It's something that allows the fans to pump up the volume